Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's that one thing you hear or witness that destroys your calm disposition. Your ears amplify that one noise that makes your skin crawl. Your eyes start to tear up or burn due to what you are witnessing. You feel your blood pressure rise. You try to calm and hold your tongue, but the verbal barrage is already locked and loaded. Do you fire away, or do you swallow it down and let it fester? Are these annoyances petty things, or can they become debilitating? Just how much can you take? Today's episode is talking about our annoyances from those around us. I'm asking, what are your pet peeves? I'm your host, Lee White, and this is the Happy Social Experiment.
It's starting. Okay, deep breath. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Happy. Feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. Social. An informal social gathering. Especially one organized by the members of a particular club or group, needing companionship and therefore best suited to living in communities. Experiment. A scientific procedure undertaken to make a discovery, test a hypothesis, or demonstrate a known fact. This is the Happy Social Experiment.
Everyone on this planet has a pet peeve. An annoyance that for some can change their entire mood. But why? What is the reason that these things basically piss us off? Pet peeves are negatively correlated with relationship satisfaction, well-being, and mindfulness. These annoyances can damage our relationships with spouses, significant others, friends, and family. Our peeves have stages, though. Clinging to the past, making it personal, denying that we can ignore it, and venting. We cling to the past. A pet peeve is just that. A pet. We feed it fears and insecurities, which then grow into a habit. For example, I can't stand the sound of a fork scraping on someone's teeth. I know this stems from my childhood. My father would get angry when he heard that noise. I got yelled at if that noise came from me. So today, that noise sends shivers up my spine. You hear that person scraping their fork on their teeth. That stranger sitting three tables behind you, that bastard is doing that on purpose. He knows it annoys you. Well, he doesn't. He's just some dude eating a hamburger steak and flipping through his phone. You've just made it personal, and that isn't healthy. Now sets in the denial. Let's just deny that noise from that tooth-scraping Neanderthal. But we are already annoyed. Our perception has narrowed, and the blood is pumping, and we feel as though we are under attack. We open our mouth or make a body movement to vent. But venting isn't always a good thing. Once that energy leaves, it reinforces what we feel is a wrong, and that turns into a habit. That small thing, that 4 seconds of sound, has controlled your body. It has become a part of you. So, if you don't vent to the tooth scraper, who do you vent toward? Does it just sit right there until your spouse says, "Hello," the wrong way, or leaves a glass on the counter? You know, like they always do. Thus, a fight that has nothing to do with the glass ensues. The phrase, "make a mountain out of a molehill," it lays pretty abundant on this hypothetical ground. Now, it's okay to be annoyed at something. Many times, we're not in the wrong. We all have nerves that get bound up. We do have to learn to adjust how we approach these annoyances. I know, it's easier said than done, but adding to a road rage situation doesn't add safety to the innocent drivers around you. If you yelled at that tooth scraper, it would just make the entire restaurant tense, and that sweet old couple between you and the annoyance is just there enjoying their time together. So don't be a douche. Learn to express differently. Breathe. Count to 10. Maybe 20. Hell, let's go for 100. If the pet peeve is caused by a family member, child, spouse, or a close friend, you should be able to calmly tell them what it is. They, in return, should be able to work through it with you. If they don't, well, crap. I got nothing for you. This is supposed to be in a perfect world situation. You can't talk to that stranger or random bad driver that pissed you off. Walking up to them and saying, "Excuse me, dear sir, you have wronged me." That's not going to happen. The blood is already hot and you're on fire for a fight. And nothing you say will end well. Let's take these steps to defuse the pet peeve. 1. Take a break. Breathe or stretch. Get that boiling blood moving somewhere else. 2. Consider solutions that do not end in a confrontation. 3. Discuss it with the perpetrator, if you're able, in a calm and mutual way. If not, just go back to step 1. 4. Weigh in what's more important. Is the meal more important than the tooth scraper? Is the evening with your friends or family worth a fight over a glass? 5. And most important, is to acknowledge the peeve and check in with yourself. You need to check your head. And I know this sounds way too simple. But I also know that we love to get with our friends and trash talk those annoyances. Finding that common ground and laughing about it can be very cathartic.
Sitting around a table, getting people to expose themselves for snacks and laughs.
All right, we're talking about pet peeves, things that make us mad, angry, burn the world down type situation. Well, first off, will somebody please tell us what this lovely drink is?
It's a refresco.
just go ahead and say everything about it, please.
Some fruit juice with rum in it, because I was reading my Tarzan book, and in my Tarzan book, they have refrescos, and it's fruit juice with rum in it, so I decided to make some. It's got cantaloupe and mango and some lime.
It's delicious.
It is quite delicious. Yeah. I like that it has pulp in it.
Mm-hmm. High pulp.
It's mostly fruit.
Yeah, no, it's totally
it's
good
a lot
for
of,
you.
It's a lot of vitamin C, vitamin A, you know, rum, R vitamin.
I feel like all of the moisture from the cantaloupe is really going to counteract any dehydration that would happen from the alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah, that's science.
That's good science. It's pretty solid.
The other science, unfortunately, is that this is all going to just, in our stomach, it's going to...
ferment?
Yeah. Turn into sugar?
Yeah. Mm. It's going to ferment, and all of a sudden it's going to hit us.
Yeah, we're going to get...
that. Either that or we'll have a new wine.
Real drunk, real suddenly.
But that hasn't happened yet.
No, we're still good.
All right, so you said that you have a pet peeve?
Cardboard boxes not being broken down properly, taking up way too much space.
It's a personal attack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the wife, isn't it?
Well, I mean...
I do it as a favor to you because I think that it's... Listen, he'll take 9 hours just disassembling a box, and I just step on it a couple times and crunch it up until it's relatively
efficient.
Flat.
It's not efficient.
It's way better.
Mm, I've done that.
Yeah, I just stomp it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's done it.
Yeah.
I know she's done it because I have to take them.
I think it's a wife thing. Yeah. I don't think wives like to break down boxes.
Well, working in the trash business with my dad is why I break everything down. Like, tremendously. Mm-hmm. Break it down.
I do it because it's a common courtesy.
Well, I do it... Okay, I never throw a whole box away. But, okay. Here's the side note to this. Dole has some tendencies where he does kind of OCD things when he's on the telephone. He paces and wanders around. But also, one time... He can cut that out. One time, I watched him. He's on the telephone, and he reaches over and just rearranged the garbage in the garbage can. Like, he took a piece of garbage from the garbage can and put it into a different place in the same garbage can. And I just had
to... In front of you.
It watched it happen. Mm. And I had to ask, like, bud, did you rearrange the trash? And he just said, it was better there.
Mm-hmm.
So
she put it in the wrong spot, okay? In the garbage, it was a ball of some sort, I think, like a paper ball or something like that.
It was,
I don't know.
Like a paper towel!
Yeah, but it was wadded up into like a ball, and there was a perfect spot in there for it. It was like a little depression that it just would have fit perfectly in. And you put it up on a mound where it didn't fit.
I'm OCD about pressing the trash down into the...
We press the crap out of trash.
No.
To the canister.
I will use 10,000 plastic bags. If it starts to think about getting a smell or having... Maybe it's close to the top. It's going out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it. Get out. I'll put a new bag in.
I would never throw out a full cardboard box. No, you don't.
No.
Because it won't fit in the recycling because it's obviously not broken down, which means it won't fit because it's still all together.
No, I just wait for you to
do it. So you just throw it outside on the porch and be like, that's not throwing away.
No.
It's just...
It's in a holding
setting aside until someone else breaks it down.
Mm.
Yep.
Let's turn this into a marriage counseling session. What do you have a pet peeve about him about?
Oh, I know there's plenty.
Yeah. Mm. He takes... with him, it's always overdoing. Like, he will wash the dishes before he puts them in our brand spanking new dishwasher.
Rinse them thoroughly.
It takes so long! It takes forever. And I told him, especially now that we have the new dishwasher, I was like, listen, the first time you pull a dish out and it still has stuff on it from the way I do it, show it to me and I'll start doing it different. Has it happened yet?
Yes.
No. But,
yes, it has.
Oh, but look, he's claiming it has, but I haven't seen the evidence. Mm. So.
But is it that the speck of food that's still on the dish, just not in the proper place that you want it?
No, we actually pretty much agree on how to load the dishwasher. I think we're pretty much on the same page. He likes to have the cutlery facing up because that's the most efficient way to get it clean.
Obviously.
I prefer to have the cutlery facing down so I can grab it easier and put it back in the drawer.
Yeah, safety first.
Yeah, because I don't want to have to touch the tops of the spoons and
the forks.
My knives go down.
Yeah. It's made that way because they have the little holes in there that you're supposed to put the handles down.
Yes.
All right, so I now have a pet peeve amongst a billion.
Yeah.
Two people with your cutlery.
Yeah, because that's like how it's meant to be made.
Cutlery
up. We're rule followers.
No, I don't like the cutlery up.
Hmm.
I want handles up. Because
you don't have a dishwasher.
Nah. Well, today it was me.
Boom. I'm trying to think.
All right, that's all we have.
And the done. End of you.
It'd be more one. Fun to talk what's about yours? What are other people like.
Well, I have one. I have one. People that don't understand how to do the zipper for a merge lane.
You know what I'm talking about? How everybody, yeah, you.
Yeah. It's like people leave see, a space. See it starting to back up and they just stop. Like, I've got to get over now. They don't understand that it's okay to use the merge lane.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are in the lane don't understand that these people aren't trying to, like, get there ahead of you.
No.
Let them use the lane.
Because there are also people behind them who are trying to get in. Right. So I have to take the first spot, and there are people who are stacked up behind me, and we're all going to move over.
Mm-hmm. However, I feel like it's a flip side of people not letting people in, but then also
there is that asshole trying to get to the front.
That's going to abuse that and go flying up as far as he possibly can and then try to get in past everyone else.
Think about your former commute at exit 44.
Mm-hmm.
That when that left hand lane ends and people are like, oh no! Oh,
yeah, it backs up there all the time. Yeah.
Because they think, I've got this. Why is nobody in this lane? This lane goes on forever. I can go so fast over here. Look at these idiots going slow. Oh, no.
No, it ends.
It ends.
Abruptly. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, the majority of the anger and where bloodshed should happen is there. Getting out of 26.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no worry about the zipper there because it's just backed up forever.
Yeah. You have plenty of time to think about it.
Yep.
Yeah. Number one, you don't stop on the interstate.
No.
Unless there's something just to stop
a recipe for
a, you know, like a raccoon.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the things that, like, your pet peeves on a daily basis. Mumbling. I don't like mumblers. But that's because I'm mostly deaf.
People in I can understand mumblers as well. Because those people are the worst.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people on my list that's the worst.
Speak up, son!
Okay, I will. Alright. The thing that I've been most pissed off about during the whole COVID deal is that now that everybody's having to basically do drive-thrus all the time, is that they don't pull up and bumper to bumper.
Yeah, that is annoying.
They leave space and so people are hanging out in the thing and so much it's space. Just kind of like...
Close the gap.
You can't get to the microphone. Stop.
You're clearly like 3 feet from being able to order, and they have 10 feet
so
of space.
Much space.
Yes.
Right.
So much.
Yeah, and so I don't do it with her in the car as much anymore, but there are times where I'm sitting in line, my window's down, and I'm like, hey, hey, move up.
No.
I start whistling at him and stuff.
Well, he knows I don't like to do that.
She's like, please don't.
I don't
make
want
it,
any interaction with people that might shoot us over Taco Bell. I just feel like that's so. It would be so sad.
It would be a terrible obituary. Yeah. They died over Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Shout out to Taco Bell, man. Getting them Xboxes.
Yeah. So we are sitting in the presence of somebody that got an Xbox through Taco Bell.
I'm so glad it happened so he could shut up.
Me too.
Personally, I think there needs to be a recount on your code.
Full investigation.
It was super shady. I'm not gonna lie.
People that do not take their shopping carts to the shopping thing.
Oh my gosh, that's a social contract, you guys.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Society is falling apart if you can't take your dang shopping cart back or put it in the cart corral.
Yep.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly. And I hate the ones of where it's so close.
So close.
It's like so close.
Okay.
Wait. Because I've surrounded cars.
With carts?
With carts before.
I've not surrounded cars with carts, but jerks parking over, way over into a space.
We're just taking two spaces.
Yeah, taking two spaces. Mm-hmm. When I had a particularly tiny car, I would just shimmy it in real tight to their driver's side door, and I would just climb out the other side.
Yeah.
So that asshole would have to figure that out.
Yeah, because if you're driving a car that you feel that
it's
you need
so
to take a dickhead
special
move to take up two spaces, but you don't need to be driving that car to Walmart.
Maybe you should do better.
Yeah.
Don't go to Walmart.
Yeah. Get yourself like...
Go to Bloomingdale's.
A Nissan Sentra.
Rockefeller.
Yeah. That's right. Jeez. Because if I see it, I'm gonna park close, or I'm going to surround your car with shopping carts.
I'm going to put my shit box real close.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Okay. Now, let me just revisit the shopping cart situation. Mm-hmm. I feel deeply troubled by the fact that I have had to leave a shopping cart in a car parking lot before because it was raining and I had already put my baby inside my vehicle and I couldn't run it all the way to the place where I should put it because I didn't want to leave my child unattended in an unlocked vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Because of the dingoes.
Because of the dingoes. Because of
all the dingoes, yeah, that were around.
But
that's
happened like 2 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now
I think you're.
Well, now we're old enough. They can take it back themselves.
Right. Like I've taken more carts back than I've left.
Mm.
I've taken other people's carts back. Mm. What I love is the trade. Like you've got your cart and you're ready to go put it in the cart corral, but somebody's getting ready to shop and they're like, "I'll take it."
Yeah.
Yep. Or the people at Aldi that give you one that already has a quarter.
Yes.
Rate.
Yes.
See, that's humanity right there.
I love that.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like, that's 25 cents of love.
It
that's
is.
The opposite right of a pet peeve.
Right.
That is an opposite of pet peeve. Mm-hmm. That's a giving forward.
Mm-hmm. It's an opposite of a pet peeve. It's a wild peeve.
Yeah. But.
Untamed.
It's a feral peeve.
It's a free range peeve. Free range peeve. Mm. But since we're back on, since we've been doing the whole shopping situation. Yeah. It's when you walk into a store and the person that's in front of you stops right in front of the door and you're like,
God damn it. Why?
Do you not understand what's behind you?
Everyone's
And now with COVID and all, they're up there and they're like wiping down their car and pulling up their little list.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, just.
You got to do it on the move. You have to do it while you're pushing the cart forward.
Yes.
You can't just stop.
At Walmart today, while I was getting in their grocery shopping, that had done the whole, like, I'm going to stop my cart in the middle of the aisle, but I'm going to have it cocked sideways so no one can possibly
get it. Oh, my gosh.
And then I'm going to...
I've picked him up.
Like, backtrack. But he did it, handled it so well because I kind of, like, I wasn't there yet. And he'd look back at something and... I got over there too. He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, man. Look at me. I just left it out right in the middle. Oh, I'm so sorry." He just went over there and moved it. I'm like, oh,
"It's cool, dude.
It's cool."
Yeah, yeah.
But at least he shamed himself.
He sure did.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Shamed himself. Yeah.
I've, you know, everybody's like gone to look for an item, stepped more than 3 feet away from their cart, and then needed like, "Oh, I also need this," and mm-hmm. you keep walking,
mm-hmm.
and then realized your cart's parked immediately in front of something, and you're like, "Oh no!"
Or right in the middle.
Yeah. No, I don't leave it in the middle. I try and take an edge. I try to take an edge.
Yep.
Shelly, do you leave your card?
No. Just like an end cap.
Oh. Okay.
You're saying just in the middle.
I try and take an edge, but I'm guilty of taking one side of the aisle and then needing to look at something on the other side of the aisle, so completely dominating the aisle. But I am hyper aware of other people in the aisle, so I'm going to move.
See, that should be it. Is that people should be
it's not
aware of their surroundings.
Exactly.
And the people that's around them.
I'm gonna.
That's your pet peeve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pay attention.
And I know that I walk quietly, and I've walked up on people, and they're like, "Oh, my God, I didn't hear you there." You know, that's one reason I wear keys on my belt loop. Is that it jingles, but now I walk with
like
keys and I still don't make a noise. Mm.
You're a cat with
I'm like
a
some sort of ninja or something. I don't know.
Secretly a ninja.
I'm mm-hmm. secretly a ninja. I can walk silently, but I don't know how to kill. It's a problem. But I guess I have a lot of pet peeves, it's probably not a...
Yeah, you don't need to know that.
Yeah.
Other things that bother me. The awareness issue is really what it comes down to, you know, mm-hmm. like with the kids or anything else. Just be like, did you not see what was happening? How did you manage?
30 items in a 20 or less aisle.
Ooh, that's awful.
Or people that do their entire shopping at self-scans.
Mm. Y'all, that is for when you have a carry basket or like three things.
Exactly.
It's for people who are in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeez.
Not your weekly grocery shopping
trip.
That's right.
Mm-mm. Or your monthly.
Bludgeon in the head.
I also won't take my own bags to the self-scan.
Mm.
You know, if you've decided to use your recyclable bags, don't do the self-scan. Mm-hmm. Because it senses the bag in there. I made that mistake a few times. and it's like, unknown item in the bagging area.
Yes.
Unknown item in the bag. And then the poor clerk has to come and push the button 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't do that. You just have to take the plastic. Yeah.
Because then you're not saving any time.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And still on the whole shopping thing, I could have a whole irate thing about.
Yeah.
And it's all about Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It's the worst place on earth.
It is. But it's the only, in theory, it's the only place I can get these beanies.
Well, so, okay. And, so, like, there are things that you can get at the grocery store, and then there are things like, you know, your kid needs underwear, and also you wanted to, you know, like, get, like, a Coleman lantern.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell am I? I don't want to make 6 stops.
Mm-mm.
I guess I have to go to Walmart.
Yeah.
And that is the plate. That's where they've got us over a barrel.
And for you, Target's
you can
too
also
far.
Buy Ugh! Barrels.
There. Yeah, no, I'm not classy enough. You know, there's always, like, all these moms on Instagram. They're like, I got my cute, like, leggings and my Starbucks, and I went to Target and bought too many candles, and I'm like, I got a giant Coke at McDonald's and took my kid through Walmart, and we had to leave under duress.
I'd like to point this out, side note, because you said Target. I was doing a math thing with my students earlier in the week where we were talking about ratios and comparing the price of beans, and so I thought I'd make it a little more fun because we were comparing the price of beans at like 4 stores, and I was like, well, let's put some names to these stores.
Mm-hmm.
Let's name them grocery stores. And twice in 2 separate classes, kids were like, Ingles, Publix, Target.
Who is driving all the way to Target to buy groceries?
And I was like, how about Food Lion? And one kid was like, I've never been to Food Lion. I'm like, what?
We drive to Target.
Why are you weirdos driving all the way to Target?
It's like an outing. It's been a COVID thing.
How
it's,
bougie are you guys driving
they
to Target?
Really good prices on canned goods.
No,
it's a COVID thing.
Mm.
Yeah, because it becomes its own outing. It's like,
yeah, because we didn't do the.
You guys are my pet peeve.
I'll be honest. If you knew the other 6 days of the week, you would probably be like, I can't stand those people.
I can't be your friend anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, the boys think that Target is like some magical land that can only happen after the dentist office.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's a biannual trip, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Only after cleanings.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Another major pet peeve. Is the little old people that are checking your receipts as you're walking out the door.
Are they actually doing anything?
Well, no. Here's my main problem with it, is that one, Walmart is saying that they don't trust the people that are checking it out, and that they don't trust any of their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the audacity of saying that some old man
is going to be able to
is their last resort of security.
Listen, no, if I wanted to steal
it's like
that,
the man is made of bird bones and ash.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to. I can just do a fast walk. Just.
And he's done.
Right. That's it.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, I just roll past them. Like, if I'm in a hurry.
Don't make eye contact.
No, if you don't make eye contact, you don't have
to
stop. You could hold any receipt in your hand as you're pushing the cart out.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know, but they think you're prepared to show it to them, and they'll just
keep on going.
Yep.
Yeah.
The only time they would ever stop to actually check my receipt is if I had a case of diapers underneath.
Huh.
Because that's a stealable item. Or it's something that could be left under the cart and not
like
seen by the clerk.
Then it's such an insult thinking that, okay, I did the research on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it actually stop anything?
Well, no, because with the shopping, the theft, at Walmart. Mm-hmm. It is below a single percentage. Oh, it's below 1% that it happens.
Wow.
When you look at the entire price of all of it.
Yeah.
You know what's sad? When I used to work at, I can't remember the exact percentage, but when I used to work at like Old Navy in the mall, it was something stupid. It was like 25%.
Yeah, I bet.
Shoo.
Well, yeah, I would think that shoplifting would be far more in the mall. Anyway,
way more than
especially
I
at
it
Old
would
Navy.
Be.
Like you could just steal all of those flip flops,
and they did.
Yep. Yeah.
But also at the same time, Old Navy. I mean, really, you should just pass them like a buck or two, and that should cover all the costs, including shipping.
Yeah, everything from Bangladesh.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I did my part, and I only stole 25%, so...
Right. You didn't surpass the cap.
Keeping it at the ratio.
When I worked at Lowe's, there was... there used to be significant theft. Not Old Navy levels, but more than Walmart.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me either.
Yeah. Because people just roll out. You know, they just put some expensive thing on their cart and just roll it outside.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then the little thing goes beep, 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 beep.
And then they just turn the alarm off.
And nobody questions them. No. What they need is an 80-year-old man at the door.
Checking receipts.
To look at your
receipts. To check the receipts.
And it'd stop it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you just end up smack them in the face with a 2x4 and keep going.
Yeah.
I think I have a problem with old people.
Mm, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Well, buddy.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, I am the oldest at the table right now. Well, actually, I'll be the oldest at the table.
Always.
Always.
Mm-hmm. My dad, when I went over there yesterday.
Speaking of old,
he brought up again, broached the subject of, when I'm gone, if you're ever planning to live in this house, I want you to be able to change the water filter. And I know your mother, I've shown your mother how to do it, but I don't think that she's going to be able to remember it. So I'm going to show you, I would like you to change it the next time you're over, so that you will know how to change it for when you live here, for when I'm dead.
Yeah, see, Betsy, there's another pet peeve of mine.
Old
people.
People
that give you things and then tell you how to use it.
Like a house?
Just anything. Just anything. I mean, if somebody gives me a screwdriver and I want to shove it up my ass, they don't need
now.
To tell me how to use it.
It's mine. I can do whatever
it's
I want.
It's my intestine. Mm-hmm. I should be able to do it.
Yeah. There's a term for that I don't think is PC anymore.
Probably shouldn't say it then.
No, I'm not going to. The family members have been known to, like, gift things to you.
Oh, re-gifting?
No. They'll gift things to you, but then maybe 6 months down the line, we'll be like, hey, do you still have such and such? I need it back.
A Native American giver?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then they'll be like, I need it. And you'll be like, well, it became mine whenever you gave it to me. So I did what I wanted with it, which was I used it and then I gave it to somebody else or I sold it or, you know, whatever. And so I don't have it anymore. And then they're like, oh, but that was mine.
Peppy.
No, it's not yours anymore. You gave up ownership of it.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
You have zero claim to it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes people try to get rid of stuff and then their friends give it back to them.
Yeah.
And it sits on their porch because they don't want it.
Right, because they were given, it was foisted upon them.
It was given as a gift.
No.
To be...
No, it was put in our house.
No, what? I'm just saying.
What is it?
It's that dang glider. So, the glider.
That we gave back.
Yes, yeah. So that glider, his dad put that in our house just one day.
And then you put it in our house.
And then I put it in your house.
You got rid of it,
and
we said,
we brought it
sure.
back.
Right.
Yeah,
but
you said, sure, we'll take ownership of that.
Yeah.
And then here it is back at our house.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
because we are gift or borrowers.
Well, because when it was given to it, you said if you ever
because
don't want
I
it,
knew
yep.
the situation.
Yep.
I was like, it's gonna somebody's gonna be like, oh no, I really love that. That was my great grandmother's baby. Me.
That's kind of what you said about
you
it. When you brought
have
it
said,
our
just
house.
Said you
I just
and you
just
told us and you told us what to do with it, and I put my butt all over it.
I said,
just all life. Up and down the wood.
If you ever don't want it, I'll take it back.
Just so much time.
Knowing that there would be chatter if it ever left the sphere.
Because the worst thing that would happen is we take it to Goodwill and then they it's found. It. I'd get, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, if it just disappeared, that would be fine.
You can make that happen.
Mouth noises.
Mm-hmm.
Mouth noises. I'm lucky enough that I have enough friends that do not make mouth noises, and you are...
He's the worst. You're
at the bottom of the list
pushing
now.
Pushing the envelope.
Man, you know what I had to draw the line
it's
at?
Good refresco.
Because, okay, here, if you're both eating popcorn, it's fine. If only one person is eating popcorn, it's disgusting.
Yes.
It's terrible.
There are times I'll be downstairs.
Mm-hmm. No.
I'll be downstairs, or I'll be walking up to the back door coming home, and I'll get into the kitchen, and she won't hear me, and she'll have chips and going, and then I walk in, and she goes, and just everything gets real quiet.
He once ate hands down, the most disgusting thing
corn nuts
he's ever eaten was the ranch flavored corn nuts.
They're delicious.
He was eating them in bed next to me. And, okay, A, I was a little mad because I have brittle teeth and I can't eat corn nuts anymore. Mm-hmm. So I was bitter that I could not enjoy them. Mm-hmm. And then the smell off of the ranch corn nuts.
I will admit that when you're not eating ranch-flavored chips, the smell is not good.
It's
they
gross.
Taste delicious.
And then the crunching. The cacophony of sound that was coming out of his face was a disgust. He makes mouth noises when he's asleep. Not in the way that you would think. He chomps his teeth together. So when he's asleep, that's what I hear.
Oh my.
I dream of being a beaver.
It's so annoying. I've been annoyed by my own mouth noises.
Yes.
And concerned that the people around me are having to listen to it. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, no, they can hear
me. One thing COVID has made me aware of is I am hyper aware of how bad my breath is now that I'm wearing a mask, like, all day, every day.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, wow, I smell like ass.
Yeah, that's true. It's like that South Park episode of where, you know, you're pooping out your mouth and you're like, hey.
I chew some gum these days. I hate it when pets pee.
What? Okay, we're going to go watch The Mandalorian now.
Yay!
So,
Alrighty. That's it. Show's over. Kind of. First off, I greatly appreciate you for listening to Happy Social Experiment. I love doing this podcast. I hope you enjoy listening. If you do, please share it with friends and family. Leave a comment on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. All you gotta do is just look up Happy Social Experiment on pretty much all the podcast platforms and social media sites. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you guys later. Now let's end this with some honest peeves.
I can't stand for there to be dust in the cars, like on dashes and stuff. Like, just wipe that off. Armor All makes some wipes.
Don't ride up me.
Please. This could go on all night.
I don't like people chewing real loud in my ear, especially chewing gum. I cannot handle chewing gum sounds near me.
Just chewing gum?
Chewing gum's nasty. I mean, I chew gum, but I don't want people smacking it around me. You know, you're sitting there having a conversation with somebody, and they're like, you know, it's annoying.
Your pet peeve?
Noodling.
I understand that. As a musician, it drives me crazy too.
When you're getting ready to rehearse something, we don't need to have 5 minutes of how you can play every song on Guitar Hero before we start.
That's very true. That's very true. I myself have been a victim and a perpetrator as well.
Me too.
You got a pet peeve?
I hate when people squeak balloons.
That's
really annoying.
Why does the balloon thing annoy you?
I don't know. It makes me want to like grind my teeth together. It's like a, it makes me want to like cry. It hurts so bad. I don't know. I hate that noise.
Squeaking balloons.
Yeah.
Does this happen often around you?
When Tommy decides to be an a-hole, yeah.
My pet peeves that people won't get mics out of my face asking me what my pet peeves are.
Okay, game over.
Thanks for joining and listening. Click the subscribe button and follow us on Twitter at HSEPC and Instagram at Happy Social Experiment. If you have comments, questions, or want to share a story, email us at happysocialexperiment@gmail.com. Later, taters.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.